In every secret garden, a compost heap. Anyone who passed the gallery in the National College of Art and Design on Thomas Street in Dublin in recent weeks may have noticed that behind the big glass window, a garden had bloomed. But the plants in the exhibition Growing Closer by Fabian Strunden and Rian Coulter were really only cuttings, because a few doors down in a disused plot is the real garden, where Strunden and Coulter have been growing huge crops of salads and potatoes and kale, lots of kale. It's easy, as the artists explained to me. All you need is a two-story high compost heap.
I'm Fabian Strunden. I study industrial design in NCAD. And
I'm Rian Coulter, and I study fine print. On Thomas Street, in the centre of the Liberties, we've installed a garden project that we've been working on for the last 2 years. What, to our mind, is the largest greenfield site or brownfield site in Dublin city centre that's been used for the cultivation of organic fruit and vegetables. We're number 100 Thomas Street, and the garden that we have is number 113 that leads from the top of Thomas Street to the back end of Oliver Bond Street.
Used to be an old car park, and now it's used for planting loads of vegetables and stuff.
It is the start of January, so you do have to be somewhat conscious of growing seasons and at what time of the year things, particular things grow. But if you were to go to our garden, there is still salads available pretty much 12 months throughout of the year, whether you use a polytunnel or they're out al fresco.
So maybe we'll go and have a look at the garden then.
It's also quite interesting that Thomas Street would have been a real hub of activity for particularly butchers who would have had their own slaughterhouses here on the street up until very recently, in the last 10, 20 years. And that a lot of the older people on the street are quite taken with the reintroduction of food on the street as well, which is nostalgic but also kind of optimistic as well at the same time too.
It looks like a terraced building rather than a garden.
Well, it's a very unusual route for access. Usually we go through the back.
So this is how we found the garden initially. Fabian running a workshop in here, just by natural curiosity, they went out the back.
It's quite well hidden behind the giant painting, actually. This is definitely a secret garden.
The back door.
Oh yeah, that's the cam collection.
So when Tony originally started working in St Auden's Primary School around the corner and funded a lot of it through the large-scale, almost industrial collection of aluminium cans. So we've started also to collect cans from the street and from the college as well to have them recycled and hopefully turned into funding for such a project.
We were involved both in the Students' Union of NCAD. In my time, I ran workshops in there and was very interested. We had one big project called Art Design and kind of known people from Granary Park and Upstart were involved to run projects alongside this Art Design Week. And we were trying to kind of promote activity in a green space. And Rean then got on to Tony Louth, which is part of the Community Growers, who was very interested in running a project, a bigger garden.
Where does your own horticultural knowledge come from, Rean?
Well, I would be an ecologist and would be very interested in nature and the ecology of plants and wildlife and nature and how we are so dependent on all those things. But when it comes to the manual labour and the organising of it all, I think that's something that we're both very much interested in facilitating and also being involved in whatever which way we can in terms of working on a site or bringing, you know, aesthetics to such a project. It's quite accessible to anybody who has an interest, because it's quite a common denominator for most people that they are interested in, whether it be the therapeutic or aesthetic element to ecology, gardening, farming, outdoors, nature, particularly seeing as that we're in right smack in the middle of Dublin city centre, to have that kind of utopian outlet in what is kind of a concrete jungle here. I was really interested in, you know, the art and design potential of ecology, nature, and the social aspect as well of people engaging with each other, with each other in that kind of an environment. So when Tony, the principal gardener, I suppose the driving force behind this project, began to actually put the literally the earth and seeds together, it became a resource for both the college and students and people in the Liberties to.
The entire garden is built in with a no-dig method. It allows you to grow on top of the soil. So rather than digging into it, you use those beds and you're able to grow on top of the soil.
We make that soil here with a composite of manure for Vicar Street, from the horses, from coffee grinds from Luncheonette Canteen and all the other cafes and restaurants in the area, and then leaves and other kind of food waste as well to make traditional, and sand and seaweed and things like that, which make a quite a traditional organic compost, which is so rich and fertile for growing the intense growing of potatoes or salads or kale or whatever it might be.
So where's the compost heap?
That's the main spectacle when you walk into the garden. That site is about an acre.
I thought I was getting a whiff, actually.
About an acre and a half we've cultivated so far, so there's ample room on that site to produce and let's set for however 3 to 12 months to let that mature and to for use in the garden.
And also you can always find one or the other ingredient from the canteen actually originating from this garden, so a lot of the kale would have been used. And that is a nice addition as well, to be able to eat in the college canteen something that is actually grown on the grounds of the college. Quite an unusual setting, I suppose.
Hi.
Hi, Jenny.
My name is Jenny Moran and I run Luncheonette, which is an art project / canteen, which operates in the basement of the National College of Art and Design on Thomas Street. It's for students and people passing by.
So what kind of things in the garden have inspired things that you've served here?
Well, something that's been consistently abundant in the garden is kale. So we use that every week for this soup called Ribollita, which is this kind of Tuscan everything soup with, I think there has to be some kind of cabbage. So it would be maybe cavolo nero or something like that, but we have this gorgeous kale so nearby. So it's kind of everything, whatever's at hand, but the consistent thing is some form of cabbage. So we put white beans in it as well so that it would be more substantial, like a meal. And there's torn up bread and parmesan. And then Wagner, who works here, makes a lovely walnut pesto. So it's kind of like a meal.
Foot soldiers in a foodie revolution at NCAD there. And if you'd like to step into that secret garden and onto the compost heap, you can do that along with touring the Growing Closer exhibition at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at NCAD. All are welcome, no booking necessary. And we meet Tony Louth, the gardening brains behind the compost heap, next time on Culture File.